Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello, you're very welcome to the last Hours to Protect of the series. The series has been running for a whole year and it feels a little bit like the John Spillane song about the cherry blossoms, one year round the sun. But today I thought we'd take a brief look back at some of the topics we covered and some of the people I spoke to. First, a visit to Ardscoil na Mara in Tramore.
Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm one of the TY students here in Ardscoil na Mara and I've been a part of the ELDP programme in the school. So the ELDP stands for Environmental Leadership Development Programme, and it's a programme that encourages students like me and TY to come down here to our greenhouse and teach younger students in the school how they can take action whilst also getting them involved, like sowing seeds, planting on. We've recycled pallets, so we've broken them up, made benches, fixed our current benches that we have, and also made some raised beds out of them as well.
I also took a trip out to Mount Congreve to speak with estate manager Ray Sinnott.
I first asked him what changes, if any, he has seen in the gardens that could be put down to climate change.
The storms have gotten shorter but more severe, and everybody's aware of that. We're all kind of like anecdotally aware of things that have changed in the weather, but we're very, very conscious of it, very aware of what has happened. Flowers that bloom twice a year, plants that come out way earlier than they should have, the likes of our magnolias, which are a precocious flower which comes out before the leaves, they're out far too early. The camellias are coming out in October and November when they shouldn't really start in December and January. You got your snowdrops, your crocuses. I mean, for any of us that are working with the ground, working with the earth, it's an obvious and constant reminder that things really, really are changing, and rapidly.
And that change can also be seen on the sand dunes in Tramore, where I spent a morning with ecologist Katerina Bent.
In practical terms, it means that we're going up to the sand dunes, and we have been doing this for now for the last year and a half. We do what's called transplanting of dunes grasses, and in this area it is the marum grass in particular. The reason for this is that we all know about, you know, the extreme weather events now with climate change. So this is a small way of doing, I suppose, direct climate action. So we are fighting the erosion that is kind of getting more prevalent, the one reason being the change in the weather conditions, but also very much the human impact. We have a massive amount of visitors here, and the human impact is really very noticeable.
Economist Jim Power explained all about the circular economy, and we had a practical example of it in action from Maurice Kiley in Dungarvan, who gave us lots of tips on how to maintain our washing machines.
Washing machines, everybody buys a washing machine, but nobody actually has any idea how to maintain them, or most people don't know how to maintain them. And there are two things I'd like to talk to you about. The first thing is spin, and the second thing is heat. When you buy a washing machine now, it'll more than likely come with a 1200 maximum drum spin. And what that means is that the drum will spin the clothes at 1200 revs, and it will get the water from the clothes so they will feel nice and dry when you take them out. That's very, very good, but it's not always necessary, especially at certain times of the year. If you got into a habit of just using the 1200 spin or 1400, there are higher as well, you can get 1600 spin. But if you could get into a habit of reducing the spin speed, that extends the life of the washing machine, because the hardest thing a washing machine does is spin. Washing machines, they turn the drum, they agitate it over and back, but it doesn't put much pressure on them really. Mainly, the spin speed puts the maximum pressure on the drum of any washing machine. So if you have a November evening that it hasn't stopped raining in 3 weeks, yes, you use your 1200 spin. But when you get around to the nicer time of the year, April, May, June, July, you know, the nicer, warmer evenings, and when you're putting them on the line anyway, that's the time that you can reduce your spin to 1,000 or even 800 if it's very, very nice weather outside. Because all you want to do is get your clothes dry. They don't have to be dry leaving the washing machine. That's the main thing when it comes to spinning. Reduce the spin when you can.
And we also got a little romantic. This day week is Valentine's Day.
I know, I'm early, but I thought with a little forward planning, it's possible to be environmentally friendly, sustainable and have fun, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune. So I took a walk around the broadcast centre here and I spoke to some of my colleagues and we've come up with some suggestions on how you can turn your red heart green for the day.
Love led us straight from your heart.
That's my absolute favourite. A handwritten love letter on beautiful recycled paper and posted old-fashioned style. We heard about the first ever Students' Climate Conference. We went green for Halloween. We heard about the work of the Harvest Festival, about food waste, erosion on Kilfarracy, the Green Shoots Film Festival, upcycling. It goes on and on and on. Too many to mention. But what I must mention, and to say a huge thank you to everybody who spoke to me, who took the time to share their knowledge and to pass on information. And you can find everything we covered on the climate section of our website, WLRFM.com. So, from Ours to Protect, bye-bye for the last time and have a good summer.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info. WLR.